1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report.
There's no doubt that our Charlotte community has experienced a tragedy today.
That's Lieutenant Kevin Petrus with the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, which just gave us an update on that officer-involved shootout in Charlotte. Police Chief Johnny Jennings says U.S. Marshals had been serving a fugitive warrant.
When they approached that individual, they were met with gunfire. Officers returned gunfire and struck the victim, who was later pronounced deceased in the front yard of the residence.
Officers then tried to check if the guy was breathing when two others started shooting.
A total of 8 law enforcement officers were shot by the suspects in this house.
3 of those officers have died. 5 others are injured. Carl De La Guerra's a security analyst.
This individual was a fugitive from justice. He knew the police were coming for him at some time. He was prepared.
Again, police are still talking to 2 suspects in this case. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Health officials are confirming a case of the measles in Wisconsin. The person lives in Dane County and works in Rock County. The Department of Health Services says the measles has been rare in Wisconsin due to high vaccination rates, but measles is highly contagious and can cause serious health problems for people who are not vaccinated. Republican Congressman Brian Stile is pushing back on colleagues who want to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson this week.
We have a wide net of folks. There's some of us that are really focused in on the issues, actually trying to solve the problems that are in front of us. Other people on occasion like to get attention. That's frustrating.
Stile speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. The Republicans' right wing is unhappy with Johnson over the foreign aid package that passed last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following our upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, April 30th, the Stevens Point Redevelopment Authority will hold their meeting at 2 in the community room on Michigan Avenue. In Portage County, the county board meeting will begin at 5 at the courthouse in the county board chambers. In Adams County, the county board appointments and orientation meeting will take place from 4 to 6 at the Adams County Courthouse. Construction is continuing in Port Edwards on Wisconsin 54 and 73. People living along Wisconsin River Drive between Seneca Road and Bruner Avenue will need to park somewhere other than their driveways starting today. The DOT road project will be working on the concrete curb and driveway installation for the next 7 days. They're also installing curb ramps to make them ADA compliant. People can park on the northbound shoulder or Tyler Avenue. Through traffic is detoured around this area using Seneca Road. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Brewers and the Rays tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Rays at AmFam Field. Milwaukee coming off a 15-5 loss yesterday to New York. The Yankees 6'7" Aaron Judge sliding into second, using his big hand to block shortstop Willie Adames' throw to first, but not called for interference. Pat Murphy.
In the judgment of the umpire, there was not interference intentionally. I think after they watch it on video, if you guys watch it, it's hard to say that he wasn't making an attempt, at least purposely obstruct.
NBA, no Dame, no Giannis, and then no Bobby Portis after he was ejected. The Bucks losing last night in Indy, 126-113, now down 3-1 to the Pacers. Game 5 tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. The Packers adding 11 new players in the NFL draft.
It's a long process that starts in the middle of the summer for our guys, and to get to the end of it and feel really good about helping your football team is a really good feeling.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low near 40. Tomorrow, early sunshine, then a chance of showers and storms in the late afternoon and evening. A high near 70. And mostly sunny in upper 60s for Wednesday. Another chance of rain with a few embedded thunderstorms moves in Wednesday night, Thursday into early Friday. Currently 57 degrees.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we'll get into the many ways rural Wisconsin could be harmed if a budget blueprint written by far-right lawmakers were to become law.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Welcome Monday night, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, 855-752-4842. It's a special Monday, Johnny Lupinacci.
Oh, boy, is it ever, Tim. I mean, we are here, you know, together. In person, doing the show side by side. I mean, usually we're over our computers and our offices are in our remote studios, but so this is special.
Yeah, so we put this out last week. What have Tim and Johnny never done before together? We have never done the show before together in person over the last 4.5 years. This is the absolute first time Johnny and I, we met yesterday in the Chicago airport for the first time 4.5 years. So we put that out there. Nobody won the free t-shirt.
I mean, technically that was low-hanging fruit because we technically have done nothing together.
Nothing together.
In real life, in person. I mean, I originally came on the show, Tim. It was right as COVID was happening, and so I was a guest. And then it was remote from then on, and you and I sort of co-hosted since then. And so now here we are, together.
Together.
Live, because there's a special thing happening.
Tomorrow night. Minocqua Brewing Company will be there. We will be at the Minocqua Brewing Company for a live show at the Tap Room in Madison. Busted Pencils, yeah, April 30th, that's Tuesday, we will be there. So come on out, live broadcast show.
We want to see you there.
Yeah, we want to see you at the show. But you know what? Yeah, Johnny, we did not give away the free t-shirt, and that is interesting. As you said, low-hanging fruit. We've never done anything together.
So the answer would have been literally anything.
You guys could have said, Tim and Johnny, you've done nothing together.
Right.
Truly, because we have truly only seen each other through the computer interface over the last 4.5 years. So it is amazing, though, to see you finally, to meet you. And here we are in the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, right off of State Street, in person, man.
I know. It's really special. So if you can, come out and join us at Minocqua Brewing Company, because Busted Pencils is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end its parasitic voucher system that hurts public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. And I'll tell you what, Tim, I had a progressive beer. And it was delicious.
It was good. I tell you what. So, and we know where you can buy them tomorrow at the Minocqua Brewing Tap Room.
If you're there, come see with us and the good educators and the people who are defending democracy here in Madison, Wisconsin. It's great to be around everybody.
I may even bring some pencils for people to bust while they're there. You get to bring, number 2 pencils, bust them at Minocqua Brewing Company tap room in Madison tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Come on out, be there, meet Tim and Johnny. And yeah, you could be there. Like, I got to see Tim and Johnny the very first time they got to see each other.
And it's a special night too because we got Luke on the board.
Yes.
And Luke was the producer.
Luke was the original producer when you joined the show.
Yeah, that's my day one back there on the boards. So
what's up, boys?
There he is.
Glad to be with you here.
Man.
It's Luke, a regular old party up here.
What do you think, Luke, seeing us together for the first time?
Man, this takes me back, Tim. It's been a while since I've seen you. And never before the two of you in one place like this. We may be messing with something here.
Yeah.
I don't know what
the universe may do something. Who knows? Busted Pencils, fully leaded education.
You guys
talk.
Aren't the ones that's bringing the former president to the state later this week, are you?
No, sir. No, sir. Don't put that on us.
No, man, come on. 855-752-4842. Who's going to be the first caller to call Tim and Johnny Busted Pencils while they're finally together in the studio in Madison, Civic Media headquarters, right on State Street? Yeah, you can come out there. We want to see somebody out at the window down there, you know, kind of wave up to us. We'll show you a wave. It's Busted Pencils. Yeah, we're going to do the show. So, Johnny, excitement. We know tomorrow night, but guess what? Back to the Busting Pencils. It is education. We were covering this topic last week. Historic Title IX passed.
Yeah.
All right. And we talked about, what did the new Title IX do? It said all of those students who are already in your schools, we have to accept, we have to include all of our brothers and sisters, regardless. It got turned into, well, now girls can't go to the bathroom alone. You know, and there's going to be boys in the girls' bathroom. No. It's very inclusive, the whole idea. Gender, yes. We are going to acknowledge and include gender-identifying students if they have different. We're going to LGBTQ+ community. We're going to identify and include and not discriminate against. Well,
it's like Title IX clarified. Title IX, you know, 2.0, long overdue, but clarified for, you know what, Tim, what I love about this? Clarified for what this up-and-coming generation is saying, hey, we are a diverse group of people. We want to be able to share space together. We'd like to be able to feel safe. We, by and large, don't. And so how can we make this a little bit easier for policymakers, for our schools, for the businesses that we go to? So this is really, you know, an important clarification that came through.
Mm-hmm.
But like most important clarifications, for some reason, and I guess I'm using the sarcasm tonight, Tim. I'm wearing the sarcasm.
Yeah, good.
For some reason, right, it was picked up and purported in ways that really distorted it, you know, and not to be shocked, conservatives are up in arms over this clarified Title IX.
Yep, because here it is, headline, Monday, K-12 dive, leaders in conservative states advise their districts to disregard the new Title IX rule. And from the article, conservative states are directing districts to disregard the U.S. Department of Education Title IX rule, finalized in April 19th. At least 5 states, Louisiana, Montana, Florida, Oklahoma, and South Carolina, so far have recommended that all districts in those states change do not change their anti-sex discrimination policies in response to the new rules, because you know why, Johnny? It will break state law, because remember, prior to this, we had all of the anti-woke bills, and so the Don't Say Gay bills, well, that's law now, and so if you're going to enforce Title IX, you're going to break state law, is the argument here.
Oh, because my goodness.
Because we have discriminatory state law. We got to uphold discriminatory state law so that you can – it's like, so I'm going to follow the law to break the federal law, and this is good for who?
Well, it sure seems like a big government versus small government debacle. And you know what? This is one of the times where I think it's important for, you know, our federal policy, you know, this Title IX, to really rally around states. You got to kind of fall in line on this one. You can go ahead and pass these bills, but we've seen in court cases that have gone all the way up to state Supreme Court that these exclusionary bills that have been passed aren't holding up in court.
Right.
So let's, you know, I'm usually much more cynical about the system, Tim, but I'm actually hopeful in this context.
Well, and so the question is, so if I'm in a state or a school district or, you know, and even people right now, you know, in Wisconsin going, like, I know we've heard that, you know, we're not going to abide by that new Title IX. What happens if schools do not comply with Title IX? Well, an education spokesperson said in a statement that, guess what? Schools must comply with the final regulations as a condition of receiving their federal funds. So the money, and we talk about this, guess what? Your public schools are already hurting for the inappropriate funding that the states are already giving them. In fact, the defunding that the states have already leveled on our local public schools. And now they're saying, hey, the federal money that comes in, we're going to put that money in jeopardy now because we're going to actually, let's call this what this really means, which is going to be, we're going to enforce discrimination, exclusion, bullying, harming people. We're going, you know, and we're not going to get money by doing really harmful, hurtful things to our children.
Yeah, I mean, it's just sad to read that districts are being advised in these states to not follow, you know, sex discrimination policies. I mean, but that is important to note. That's kind of the state of things right now. There is really not an in-between. Again, we said it last week when we talked about this. You either support safety and inclusion in our communities, or you're a person who advocates for violence against, you know, the members of our families, the members of our communities, the students that go to our school, the people that work in them, all, you know, general public. It's, you know, you're either in a politics of hatred mm-hmm. or a politics of empathy and understanding. And you know, I hear it all the time. I hear, I don't care about your feelings. I think we had a superintendent in Oklahoma saying he didn't care about students' feelings.
Right.
Right. And so somehow it's become cool to not care about how people feel. But there's nothing cool about that, and I'm making light of it, but it's actually really serious,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it shouldn't come down to a matter of those kinds of political opinions when we have on fact, and this, you know, these new sex discrimination policies, the anti-sexual discrimination policies, are based on not only science, and I mm-hmm. hate to lean on that, but just on general well-being.
Just they're on not general even imposing, humanity.
Yeah, they're right? not even imposing anything other than, hey, how do we make it safer and more inclusive for everybody to participate? That means participate in the economy. That means participate in our schools. So this isn't just about schools and classrooms and mm-hmm. children. This is about our local businesses. This is about all, like Friday Night Football. Tim, you love to talk about Friday Night Football. Who's included in that whole process?
Mm-hmm. You name it, right? Who's there? Well, and so Title IX, here it is. So we're not going to comply. We're not going to include. So according to some of these states, we would love to know if what you're hearing, do the districts that you are out there with, you know, if you're out there and you know, or you say, we would actually love to hear about districts who are already doing the inclusion.
Yeah. And let's go on a little bit of a tangent too. You know, if you're out there listening, you know, I would like to see more consistency from opposition in this, because I get it. If you're a person out there who said, you know what, I don't like federal government's involvement in these local things, because the federal government is doing the sort of Daddy Warbucks thing and saying, if you're not following the rules, you're not getting your allowance, you're not getting your money. So, you know, I get that opposition. We'd like to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep chopping it up.
Yeah, keep it up. 855-752 Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Title IX, inclusion, humanity. No, not in our state. No way, man. We want to hurt. We want to harm people.
There's that sarcasm.
Yeah, I know, but it's Busted Pencils. Next, what about pregnancy? We'll see.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasa Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
There it is. Rise Against, Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. There are fighters here anymore. Right here, Tim and Johnny, Busted Pencils, Civic Media Headquarters, face-to-face, first time. Here we are, producer Luke on the boards. Title IX, yeah, guess what? Title IX, inclusion. Hey, humanity, let's be good to our neighbors. No. L.A. Tom, our friend L.A. Tom has something to say. L.A. Tom, what's happening, our friend? Tom, you there, man? I can't hear you. L.A. Tom, we'll figure him out here in
a second.
We'll
figure it out and get him on. He's
L.A. Tom, on hold, but we'll get him back. So, yeah, Johnny, the inclusion, you know, is actually, so if you're particularly late, Florida. Who would have thought Florida would say, yeah, we're not going to uphold humanity. We're not going to include or uphold inclusion. We're going to continue to mandate bullying, let's be honest, mandate harm, because this really does. This causes harm. And, you know, to make matters worse now, too, guess what? Now, pregnancy accommodations are now being sued by 17 states are saying, you know what? The agencies recently promulgated pregnancy accommodation rules. Yeah, those are a problem. We do not want to accommodate people who are pregnant. This is where we're at. It's 2024. And we are literally hearing 17 states now saying accommodations for people who are pregnant. Yeah, we don't want that. We're going to sue that. I see right now, though, too, we do have...
We got a caller.
One other caller right now, seeing who we are. Yeah, check it out, man. We'd love to have you on the show. Caller, what's happening? What's your name? There they are. Caller.
Yeah, we got L.A. Tom
calling. Oh, hey, it's L.A. Tom.
Hopefully we got the connection revived.
L.A. Tom, what's happening, our friend?
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. We must never forget that. And as far as Title IX goes, I mean, what a great thing that we have some – we're becoming more of a humanist society. And maybe that's what we need. Maybe we need to be more humanist and not look at people – in terms of their sex, their sexual orientation, their sexual identity, you know, the color of their skin. Maybe we just need to look at people as people, you know, and start looking at people as we all bleed the same red blood. That would be a really great way to start, I would think. And this notion of this whole idea of you know, males getting into women's locker rooms and all this kind of stuff. You know what? I'm sorry. That's a white, straight, male predator type of fantasy, I think. You know, and I don't think you have to worry about that, because most people that are trans are actually afraid to actually, you know, go in the bathroom, because we've had, not that I'm trans, but because I'm gay, we've always had that fear of getting beat up, basically. So I don't think you have to worry about anybody gonna try to mess with anybody, unless you're a straight white male and you're that type of predator. I'm so happy that we're moving towards a humanist approach. I honestly have been using more of the they, them pronouns, just because of the fact that, honestly, I think it's very, very good for women. When there's so many names like Jordan and Frankie and all these different names that could go for men or women. And I know when I do, like, when I call on a call center or whatever it is, I say they or them because sometimes I don't know. And you know what? It's just nice to be able to have it. And I think also when it comes to job applications, people aren't going to know if they're male or female immediately. And I think that's a good thing because now you are actually judging people on their character and their grades and all of these different things and not on whether they're a male or a female. I've done a lot of, I would say, progression on this. At first I was like, I don't know if the pronoun thing makes sense to me. But the more and more that I've actually kind of bounced it off different things and have used it a couple different times, it is pretty cool. Because it's just looking at people as human beings.
Tom, you said something, though, too, in which I think, and I've heard people say, you know, it's like, well, it doesn't make sense to me. And I've heard that people, you know, say it's like, I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. And you're like, okay, but it doesn't have to make sense to you. It's not about you. You know, it's not my uncomfortability that's the issue here. It's the inclusion of and then intentionally saying to other people, we are comfortable, we are welcoming. And so while, you know, I don't really like the way this people are throwing around, it's not about you. It's not about you, Johnny LeBron.
And to this degree, I ask a question like, why? Like, what? Like, really, what's uncomfortable about it is different. That can be uncomfortable sometimes, right? So deal with it. Like, I mean, caller Tom, I'm not telling you to deal with it. It's like, it's really thoughtful, and I appreciate you sharing that because we have listeners out there. You're listening. You might be saying, I'm thinking about this right now, and I'm not sure where I fit into this. But you're thinking about it. And it's a wonderful example. Thank you, L.A. Tom, for sharing it, that, you know, you were open enough to think about what was different about it. How did it, you know, where did you fall in what you wanted to change in your day-to-day life about this? And I think some of us, we've been there. We thought, like, this is different. You know, we were taught strict rules of grammar that are all wrapped up in some of these oppressions. So it sounded different. It felt different. It felt like I was writing incorrectly when I was writing that way. But that's the thing. You got to be open to change, especially when you're open to change that has been asked by people who are suffering at the hands of doing things the way they've always been done. So it's like, can we be collectively a community that is open to change? And that's what I come to, too. A lot of this opposition is really about, like, we talked a little bit about, this fear that maybe straight white men really put into these responses. But it's also just this selfishness that it means giving up a little bit. It means you can't control and be dominant in every space. It means that now, God forbid, you're sharing a bathroom with other people. And we talked about it the other day. We just walked past some porta-johns outside. And I thought, you know what? How long have these things been out here? And at every concert I'd ever been to, at every event, you know, they don't say, like, this is the male porta-john, this is the female porta-john. You know, there's a battlegrounds over some things. It's really about giving up what you've controlled. And so, you know, people in power have a real hard time with that. But there's so many invitations to growth that there is an open invitation coming from most community members who have been excluded and are hurting in these situations, who are saying, hey, can you just think about doing this a little bit differently? And by golly, when we do it a little bit differently, we see the benefits in our schools, in our communities. And here we have this clarified Title IX saying, guess what? If you want federal funding, you got to do this differently. You got to understand that there's a real penalty to discriminating based on, you know, but you can't do sex discrimination.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, live and in person, Civic Media
headquarters. Let's go.
Right here, State Street, 855-752-4842. Looking for you. Yeah, we want you to call because next... what do you see? Wonder if we're going to talk about guns again.
Oh, here we go.
We'll see what's coming up next.
Guns a-blazing.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State School Superintendent Jill Underley says her agency can't implement Wisconsin's new literacy programs until lawmakers approve funding for them. Republican legislators are claiming in court the state can't spend $50 million for new reading initiatives because of a partial veto by Governor Evers. Emergency room doctors say they're worried about their ability to care for pregnant patients who need abortions out of medical necessity. Dr. Polly Wiltz is an emergency medicine resident.
We are putting ourselves at risk for allowing people who do not have medical training to pick and choose which procedures can and cannot be applied in the emergency department.
The U.S. Supreme Court will decide whether patients have access to emergency room abortions in states that have banned abortions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There will be single lane closures on the East Riverview Expressway in Wisconsin Rapids beginning tomorrow morning. City crews will be doing concrete joint sealing in the eastbound lanes between 8th Street South and the Expressway Bridge. Lane closures will begin at 7 a.m. on Tuesday, April 30th. They expect to be done with the work by Friday, May 3rd at 3 p.m. Please use caution and expect possible delays. A measles case has been confirmed in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin DHS is working to identify and directly notify people who may have been exposed in Dane and Rock counties. To protect against the virus, children should receive 2 doses of measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination separated by at least 28 days. Adults should have 1 or 2 doses of the MMR vaccine depending on evidence of immunity. You can talk to your primary care provider on the best course of action for yourself and your family. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Let's go to the movies. If you're looking for something to watch this weekend and no new films or TV shows grab your attention, why not go retro? The 1979 classic Alien is opening again this weekend. The release is to celebrate the film's 45th anniversary. Alien was directed by Ridley Scott and stars Sigourney Weaver, Veronica Cartwright, Tom Skerritt, and John Hurt. If you're lucky enough to live near a theater showing Alien, you will also be treated to an interview with director Ridley Scott before the showing of the film. Kathy Lee Gifford spoke to Entertainment Tonight this week about her new book titled I Want to Matter. Your life is too short and too precious to waste. Gifford said she finally found forgiveness for her late husband Frank Gifford's affair with a flight attendant. To be clear, the affair happened before Frank passed away. I love the way tabloids choose their words. Kathy Lee is an accomplished host and author and creator of Kathy Lee Casuals, which do not offer menswear. So rude. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low near 40. Tomorrow, early sunshine, then a chance of showers and storms in the late afternoon and evening. A high near 70. And mostly sunny in upper 60s for Wednesday. Another chance of rain with a few embedded thunderstorms moves in Wednesday night, Thursday into early Friday. Currently 57
degrees. Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch Bonnie plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Trump is back in court. I'll feel better about that. And he's coming to Waukesha on Wednesday. Tune in, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You can't feel the heat until you hold your hand over the flame.
The heat. You're feeling the heat around here.
Yeah, man, we're feeling the heat.
You're feeling the heat. It's Busted Pencils.
It's getting hot in here.
Fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Live Civic Media headquarters, Madison, Wisconsin, State Street. We're up here. Yeah, we're waving to you out there. You see that? You know, Johnny, that's what we do. It's Busted Pencils fully leaded.
All these students coming home from class.
All the students are coming home. 855-752. So we're talking about Title IX, the fact that Title IX, historic, you know, inclusion. I mean, we should say the historic part of the new updated regulations to Title IX was the inclusion of all these others that were have largely, for the most part, been on the fringe in susceptible to bullying. We now hear that, guess what? There are states that had kind of put in all the some form of a don't say gay law are now kind of coming back and going, but that'll be breaking state law because, you know, we made it a state law that you had to be a jerk and a bully. I mean, the language doesn't say it that way, but, you know, anytime you have a don't say gay bill, that really is saying we made it legal to bully and be a jerk. And so we don't want to apply the federal guidelines. We're not going to apply the federal guidelines. Okay, well, then you're going to lose federal funding.
It's a giant mantra, right? That's what I call when grown men throw tantrums. Okay. It's a giant mantra, and it's just saying, well, I can't change. I can't change. I want my own bathroom.
It's about you, John. Well, as you pointed out, though, guess what? When you're at that concert and you got to pee, you don't care who comes out of that porta john, do you? As long as you're next.
Well, you know what? Unless I care about people doing harm to people, and that's the really sick part of this, is like, come on already. Like, this is a no-brainer. This is about being more inclusive in our community, and I know that word is triggering for the mantra posse out there, right? It's causing that kind of panic, but really, we shouldn't have that kind of... It should be a no-brainer. And so should this other topic that I want to loop back around to.
Yeah, we got
to
come back.
Because, I mean, this was just...
We talked about the rule last Wednesday... Tennessee, after defeating statewide vouchers, the Republicans come back in the back door the next day and pass giving teachers guns in the name of safety. But like, they made it legal.
They weren't handing them out.
No, they didn't. They weren't, like, right. There wasn't a candy store.
It's not like free protection at Planned Parenthood.
But,
you know?
But made it legal in the state of Tennessee for teachers to conceal carry if they go through the right training. On Friday, we had Gloria Johnson, state representative from Tennessee, on the show.
True defender of democracy.
She's been down there dealing with the craziness.
Salt of the earth.
Former teacher. She's there. You know, she gives us the lay of the land, and over the weekend announces that, guess what? Because Governor Bill Lee signed it into law, so it's now legal. It's truly the law in Tennessee that teachers can conceal carry.
There's some special process they have to go through. There's a required extra training, and then district and building leaders have to approve it. So it's not just like you can't just walk in
with a gun in your pocket.
But still, just the fact that this is even, you know, legislation, that this is even, okay, bad idea from the go. So that came up last week.
That came up, but over the weekend, there were rallies. Again, democracy, right? Civil disobedience. Mm-hmm. Students and supporters who've said, vote no on this silly bill, walked from Nashville to the governor's house in protest to say, dude, why are you signing this law? We as students, we as parents, we as teachers don't want guns in our schools. We don't want them. We had a teacher call us from Tennessee saying,
Larry,
if this, Larry,
what's
Tennessee,
good, my guy?
Tennessee bat calling us saying, look, if this happens, this may be one of the last straws for me. I might not go back.
And the cool part about what Larry called and shared, and I think there's a lot of us out there who, you know, who do fall in, and I wouldn't even call it a complicated, we can see the nuances and differences. You can be a supporter of right to bear arms. Mm-hmm. Like Larry called and he said, look, I own some guns. But I'll tell you what, I don't want them in my classroom.
Right there.
Yeah, I got Tim's breaking out the, you know, the OG guns.
Guns right there. Luke, look at Luke. Luke like that.
Luke is laughing.
Luke, it's my right to bear my arms, dude.
Yeah. I know, see what you're doing. Very literal definition over there.
And again, it's just this oversimplification, right, to, you know, be just preposterous about this. You're either for or against. And you know what? If you're against it, then you're against our constitutional right. Hold on. Also in the Constitution, which we talked about with Gloria, which is really important because it's nonpartisan here on this, is that's including regulation. So this is really just, you know, a platform to deregulate and to sadly sell more guns. It's like, dude, come on, man. Some places should be off limits, and at a minimum, let's have our child care facilities. That's part of what schools are. You know, it's a safe place for children to go. Let's not teachers in those spaces.
The simple science on this, there is not a single study that increases the likelihood of safety when you include a firearm in it.
Look, the studies actually show the opposite.
Yeah.
All right, so let's just see. Fact is a fact.
During the pandemic, the number one cause for childhood deaths was no longer car accidents.
It's now gun violence.
Which is still true.
Firearms. Which is still this country. The number one. Thanks, Luke on the boards, for coming in hot.
I just have those weird random things that just sit back there.
It's not
just
weird. It's sort of matter of fact. When we're here we know the number one cause of children dying
Our guns.
In this country is gun violence.
Right.
So you know what?
Let's bring them into school.
And this is the myth. And this is the part I feel bad about. There are people manipulated in this. They, one, think, hey, our Second Amendment rights go away if we don't have this. This is a byproduct of that. That's not true.
Not true.
You can have regulation and still have right to bear arms. The other part is that there's a myth that my child will be safer, right,
if the teacher has a gun
or trained people in the school has guns. Also not true.
Not true.
Right? So all bad idea from top to bottom.
All I can think of is this is purely anecdotal, but a teacher in my high school growing up was a foreign language teacher. He had some chocolates from a different land that had some alcohol in them. And those alcoholic chocolates got into by students, and there were some very upset parents. I can't imagine if you replace that adult chocolate with a firearm of how upset those parents would be, because less funny of a punchline when all of a sudden you swap those two out.
That
accident, we talked about it. In fact, Gloria Johnson pointed out that one of the issues that they have is that during an altercation, it's like, what happens with the gun? Is there a safe place to lock it so that they can then go attend to? No. And so there's this whole ambiguity. So it kind of right now sounds like, so if you're a teacher and your gun isn't needed, you get to lay it on the desk and then go out into the hallway to see what's happening.
Unreal.
Unreal, right?
And I'll even say, I'll extend it into places where guns are highly prevalent and they're part of everyday life. And I'm not condoning that, but it's just a matter of fact that I've coached sports in places where people have their guns with them. And this became a problem. And one of the community solutions was, you know what? We're not going to have guns at these events. You can still come. Mm-hmm. There is this whole check-in safe gun locker thing, a partnership with, you know, law enforcement. Rarely do you hear me say a partnership with law enforcement, but this is a great example of it.
There you go.
But they just had this whole thing. Instead of fight this, let's make this a no gun space. And here's a safe way you can arrive to the event with your gun. There's a gun locker. There's a whole safety check-in thing with an ID and a whole process. You know what? And it was a way, here we go. I'm going to loop back to the Title IX stuff. It was a way to be inclusive.
Mm.
It was a way to think about, hey, I actually would like there to be more regulation on guns, period.
Yeah.
But that's not going to resolve today. And I actually want all these families to come to the sporting event and encourage their kids, and I want kids to come. I also want them all to be safe. The only way we can ensure that is if we really have some regulation, local regulation, on the gun. Yes, we can even call it gun control. I know that's like a cuss word to the industry, but that's all it is. A little bit of control to be safer and more inclusive.
But I do have to point this out, and I don't know, Luke, you be the judge if this is funny or not.
Oh, because
this
judge? I get to judge?
Yeah, the judge.
And you out there listening, 855-752-4842, love to hear from you. But I saw, you know, the reason we're bringing this up too is all over the Busted Media social media feeds, people have been dueling back and forth. And of course, there's somebody out there, you know, you bunch of liberal losers, you know, you're afraid to let guns, and teachers are the best people. And
come get these guns.
Yeah, there's
buddy.
Some guns right here. But somebody put down this one thing and go, so principals, if you're out there listening right now, I think if I were you, I might be one of the most vehemently opposed people to your classroom teachers concealing carrying. If you plan on going in and doing any observations of your teachers, if you're going to come in and go, I'm sorry, Mr. Mathers, are you packing today?
I mean,
because I've got something critical to say about your teaching, but I'm not going to tell you if you're carrying that gun. I was like, that's actually a brilliant point that somebody pointed out there. It's like, you do not want to introduce guns into this situation. No, I don't see any teachers violently taking out their principals. But again, the silliness.
Yeah.
It's just the silliness.
I mean, it's hard to even make light of this situation. And I thought you were going here with this, and I'm going to kind of tag it into it, is if you are a principal out there, and we know you're listening, right? If you're in Tennessee, you have the power to stop this in your school. And that's a really nice reality check, too. School leaders can make a world of difference.
We heard that actually too. This is one of the things about the law is you can refuse. And
so Gloria
Johnson, they can. And in fact, schools were lining up right away last week saying, yeah, you know what? We're not participating. We're not going to have guns. And so this is where you see bold leadership. We need school leaders to step up and say, it might be legal, but not in our school, because families, when you come to school, you don't have to worry about whether or not a teacher or some staff member, if there's a gun laying around, if there's going to be an accident. There are not going to be any gun accidents in our school because we're not having guns come into our school. Easiest way to prevent gun violence, no guns. Luke, can you imagine that? You want to stop gun violence? No gun.
If the measure for how safe any nation was around the world was based on how many guns the citizenry had, we would be the safest nation in all of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, we're not.
That's right.
We
don't
are
get mad at me about that.
I'm not just mad at you.
No. I'm saying for anybody out there that's upset with that information,
it's a fact.
Don't get mad at me. That's just the truth.
Luke's just bringing some heat with the truth, man. We said
Luke's got the biggest guns
He's got the right to bear arms there. He's got some bear awesome arms. 855-752-4842. Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk. Yeah, Tim and Johnny live, Civic Media headquarters.
And Madison. So we got to do some walking around in the good city of Madison. And I want to say, just to loop back, we don't have a lot of time to give to this tonight. But, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this. All across our country, there are young people who are standing up and who are advocating against war. And I think that's really notable and important to, you know, we've talked about the complexity. Yeah. We have great guests coming on who are going to talk about how they teach about the conflict in Israel and Palestine. But what's really important is some great stuff coming from the ACLU to university campuses to say, hold on, civil disobedience, right? It's something we have to not only teach about, but we have to support in appropriate ways. So I got to walk around and see some amazing students who are protesting war, who are saying, you know, this is really complicated, but at the end of the day, right, a threat to justice anywhere is a sanctioning of injustice everywhere. Right. So I'm spinning that statement a little so I don't repeat the same thing all the time. But, you know, that's still happening across our country. And we hear you out there, listeners, who reach out and talk to us about that. Right. So we have guests coming on. And you know what? Yep. There's some exciting stuff happening tomorrow.
It's tomorrow night.
And the best thing about being live in the studio is we see some of our colleagues.
Yeah.
So we might grab a guest. We might grab you a special guest in just a moment.
Well, you know, in fact, that show that comes on after Busted Pencils.
What's that show? Something about a nightlight or something?
Yeah. Maybe
something light bright.
Maybe we get that guy to come over. His name's Pete. Pete, I think.
Petey boy.
Pete Chihuahua next. Busted Pencils.
Yeah, because these are the things that we can't deny. Yeah.
listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip today about how to get more entertainment for free. I'm going to tell you about a magical place called the library. Seriously, if you have not been to your public library recently, check it out. They have way more than just books these days. They have a ton of movies that you can borrow, and sometimes you can even stream them. Like when my kiddo was younger, we would borrow from the library instead of rent for our Friday night movie night, and then we had a little bit of money left over that we could use for something special. And if your library has an online app, that can be game-changing. I get to read all the magazines for free that I used to pay for at the grocery store. All of the celebrity gossip, none of the guilt. Okay, some of the guilt. And they've also got audiobooks, which really help me get through doing stuff like laundry or, you know, other chores. For more on how to spend less and save more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Yeah, there it is. Luke Mathers is on the board. Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. The number 855-752-4842. Live Civic Media headquarters. Johnny Lupinacci, Tim Slecker. We're here. Yeah, you know why, Johnny?
This week is popping off in Madison.
Tomorrow night, man. Tomorrow night. Minocqua Brewery
NBC, baby.
Live broadcast. And you know why? Because Busted Pencils is sponsored by Minocqua Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end the parasitic voucher system that hurts its public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy the progressive beer. And I tell you what, I know where. Tomorrow night.
I was going to say.
Right
at
the Minocqua Brewery Tap Room. Come on out. Buy some progressive beer. Check it out. Hang out with us because
we're going to do the show live.
We're going to do the show live. But, live. You know, yep. And again, great, you know, talking about Title IX today, the gun violence, the civic or the civil disobedience, and whether or not, you know, how we approach this. Is it, you know, Gaza, Israel? It's complex. It's complicated. But yet, Johnny, you said the clarification of going, but civil disobedience in a democracy has to be protected, and we have to allow its practice to occur.
Yeah, and all these young people just saying no to war.
Yeah.
I mean, no to genocide. And I mean, and this is the era they're growing up in. We all remember learning about things happening around the world and asking the question, what would we do if we were alive when that was going on? Well, here we all are. Mm. And so these young people who are doing that right and exercising their civil liberties, and we know that's not everyone, but that's the case in all things. Also, we're teachers. And so teachers out there, it's our job to make sure young people are guided so that they have the tools and the proper avenues to, you know, express their dissent. But, you know, that's a topic that we'll bring some experts in on, too.
We've got some great guests lined up.
Definitely not a last segment issue.
But, the civic media listener, though, so you, after Busted Pencils.
Yeah.
We don't want you to leave.
No, man.
Because there's an awesome show right after Busted Pencils.
It keeps the light on for
keeps
you,
the
man.
Light. It's the night light. Pete Schwabba.
And we got him here.
Here in the studio with us. Pete, what's happening?
You know, it would have been so funny if you guys invited me in here and then just didn't address me at all until the end of the show.
Yeah,
that would have been comedy gold.
Yeah.
Thank you, though.
I thought that they were 25% of the way there.
Yeah.
I could see
that would have been beautiful.
We could see you there looking so okay.
I'm here with two doctors. It's a little intimidating, so
bear with me.
No stethoscopes, though, so don't, you know.
I was here for a physical, but if you just want to, if you want to keep it to all the.
You look
fine.
You look good.
Do I?
Yeah, you could say two doctors said Pete looks good.
That's exactly right. Well, and we love the show, man. We love what you're doing on there. And you know, like, I mean, I watch a ton of TVs and a ton of TV shows, a ton of movies. So I love when you're chopping it up and talking about all that stuff. Because
thank you.
You know, so I got to ask you though, while we have you, and I know we don't have a ton of time, but off the cuff. You know, what are some of your recommendations or your favorite things? Like I bring a lot of that media into my classroom and I work with teachers. So you're you have you have any suggestions or shows that you recommend that, you know, that that
for kids?
No, that no, that are or, about like yeah. like life in schools or even just comedy.
Like the Breakfast Club. Breakfast Club.
Oh yeah, Breakfast. Okay. Listen, my favorite movie that was set in a school was probably Election. It's an Alexander Payne film. Matthew Broderick, Reese Witherspoon. Love it, love it, love it. Probably not good for young kids, but
no, but if you're out there movie. And you're a teacher, you know, you want like movies or films that are about the world you're in.
Well, you guys are educating future teachers, right?
All the time.
We're not talking about children here, Pete. We're talking about what future teachers can use in their classrooms.
And us, too, man. I was like, what can I throw on?
Right.
What's your best education recommendation, Pete?
I should ask my wife. She's a teacher. The principal, James Belushi. No, I'm kidding.
Steer clear. Oh, God.
I as far as I love the movie Dead Poets Society.
Absolutely.
That is one of my favorite. Classic. Like we've all had teachers like that who have inspired us. And you know, I one of my least favorite things is the phrase those who can't do teach, because it's such nonsense.
Yep.
And it's like those who teach inspire. And I've had teachers in my life that have given me the courage to follow things and do things that I wouldn't have had otherwise, you know. Yep. So I love like Dead Poets Society, Election. Breakfast Club is great. There's so many good ones.
You made me think my favorite, those who can't teach pass laws about teaching.
Oh, my gosh.
right.
Okay. So I used to have that on a T-shirt. Can't teach pass laws about teaching. We see that so often.
Well, as a teacher, used to say, too, those who can't teach end up downtown at the district office.
Right. One of my favorites, though, Pete, when you're thinking about this, is Nick Nolte, teachers. You remember
that? Yeah, right.
You know, and, the guy who played Bert on Soap was he kind of walked in and showed up as a substitute and it was mentally unstable, but he was like ended up being the best teacher they were there because he would dress up like George Washington. I can't remember the actor who played that guy, but
Richard Mulligan, right?
I think so.
From Soap. You know, that was set in Columbus, Ohio, I think. I don't remember much about the movie though, but and what's the other one? Abbott Elementary.
I was gonna say that's my favorite
fun
right now.
Show. Gosh. Yeah, I've only seen a few episodes, but I love it.
Oh, it's funny. Really it's funny. Good. It's spot on. It's a, you know, spin-off. You out there, check it out. It's a spinoff, kind of like set like The Office. The show The Office, but it's set in urban elementary school in Philadelphia. And as a former urban ed teacher, I mean, I laugh.
You identify.
But I also identify. And I wondered when that show come out, would anybody not in education find it like entertaining and good? And it is. It's hit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that show slaps. Check it out.
Mm. It's so fun. The scene I love the most, I literally laughed out loud, was the teacher who was out talking. She said, my class is covered. And they cut inside. It's the custodian saying with the Illuminati written on the board. Yeah, it's a good show.
No, it is. And so Pete, what's coming up on Nightlight this week?
I got a lot of good guests this week. Tonight we have Matt Miller from onmilwaukee.com. We're talking movies and the Milwaukee Film Festival. Melissa Kay from Civic Media will be on. She worked on an independent film she's going to talk about. My buddy Johnny Campanera, a comedian actor, is going to come on. John and I played wiffle ball semi-professionally when I lived in L.A. We had a friend who had a wiffle stadium. That's what you do when you don't know what to do with your money. You build a wiffle stadium.
Nice.
With lights and everything. Right. So, yeah, and then I've got an author, Roger Rappaport, coming on later in the week. A lot of good guests. It's going to be a fun week of shows.
It's Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded education talk. Our guest, Pete Chwaba, Nightlight, coming up tonight right after Busted Pencils.
Right.
I hear that music, too. It's, you man, know. Holy cow, Pete.
Flies, huh?
Can we have you on again sometime?
Yeah, I mean, are you sure you want to have me on longer than 3 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
seriously, guys, what is this?
I
you were on my show
do.
For like a half hour.
I know, I'm sorry, Pete.
Good
I'm
Lord.
So
sorry.
Yeah.
You owe me.
Yeah,
I do.
More time with Pete.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
Yeah, coming up, Nightlight, check it out. Busted Pencils, we're out.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Pat Kreitlow joins us from Up North News at 10:33. In hour number two, we talk about funding our green spaces with the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
800-281-8193.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always.